Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
So it was about 8 o'clock yesterday, the tweet came out, and I was looking at a graph of the Dow Jones, and it was just travelling beautifully, and then it fell off a cliff, and that's what the end of stimulus talks do for you.
That's right. All bets are off. Didn't take long, did it? Trump gets out of hospital, and then he also out of patience with the Democrats, and it appears to be a reasonably unilateral move. I mean, he doesn't appear to have got any advice on this. So you're right. When we spoke yesterday, share markets were steady. That all changed not long after we spoke, courtesy of that tweet. Well, it's actually a series of tweets because his rant wouldn't all fit on one tweet, so we had to use several. Now, markets have sort of been patiently waiting for progress on the next round of stimulus in the US for the US economy. The issue is that the Democrats and the Republicans are a fairly long way apart. And so Trump's tweet, amongst a lot of other things, contained two numbers. He said Nancy Pelosi was asking for $2.4 trillion. Trump says the Republicans have countered that with $1.6 trillion, so they're only a meager $0.8 trillion dollars apart. So he's not just rejected the offer, though. He's out completely until after the election, when, as he says, immediately after he wins, he will pass a major stimulus bill. So Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin have been trying to negotiate this agreement. The context as well, which makes it even spicier, is that you've got the Federal Reserve Governor Jerome Powell making comments about the need for a stimulus package, and he's warned of pretty dire consequences if Congress and the White House don't provide additional support. I mean, you had a little piece of it in your intro there, Mike. He said, at this early stage, I would argue that the risks of policy intervention are still asymmetric. Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship. And to me, that sort of echoes, in a way, Adrian Orr's comments about monetary policy supports fiscal policy, but the fiscal policy has to do the heavy lifting. So markets got grumpy yesterday. As you say, when we spoke, Dow was up over 100 points, quickly reversed that, down 400 points. But Mike, overnight, all is forgiven. The Dow's now up 400 points again. That's 1.5%. S&P's up 1.3%. Thing is, Mike, if you had a look at the polls and the betting odds, the coronavirus diagnosis has not been good for Trump. The betting odds have shifted well in favour of Biden. And we look at those battleground states, there's been a shift to Biden as well. So it's going to be a fascinating next few weeks, isn't it?
Indeed it is. And the VP debate is this afternoon, New Zealand time. Yep. Now we're still in the market for capital.
That's right. We've talked before, Mike, about this sort of increase since coronavirus that we've seen in capital raisings and the change that we've seen. So we had that brutal economic shock back in sort of February, March, April, pushed some companies to needing to do balance sheet repair. They needed more capital, people like Sky City. But now the reason for capital raising is changing, and it's been a tough old world since the virus hit. You know, adversity has been an overriding theme, and I went to the Shakespearean pool yesterday. I'm going to go there again, Mike. I'm going to go there again. Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel on his head, and the precious jewel of adversity is opportunity.
Hear, hear.
And of course, we're talking about Vital Healthcare. I mean, of course we are. It's a property trust listed on the NZX. It's raising $150 million for expansion, for new projects, three big projects in Australia, $125 million underwritten placement of new units, 2.25 million unit purchase plan, 6% discount to previous closing prices. So people are using the adversity to find reasons to grow.
We wish them well with it. What are the numbers? Yep.
28,187 on the Dow Jones, up 415 points as we speak, 1.5% gain. 3,407 on the S&P 500, up 47, a 1.4% gain. And the NASDAQ, 11,343, up 189 points, 1.7%. So all green, all is good. FTSE 100, 5,946, down 4. Nikkei 23,422, down 11. The Chinese market, they're still on holiday. Good to be in China. At the ASX 200, 6036, up 74, 1.25% yesterday. And we tipped over the 12,000 mark yesterday, 12,016 on the NZX 50, up 0.34%. Currencies overnight, the New Zealand dollar 0.6588 on the wholesale markets against the US, 0.9222 against the Aussie, 0.5595 euro, 0.5100 against the pound, 69.8 yen. Gold dipped under $1,886.50, and Brent crude a little bit weaker, $41.47.
A jolly good show. You have a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.